Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show here on WGN Radio on the night side of things. So many people are stressed out today, right, Andrea?
I think so. I think, yeah, or maybe, yeah. I was going to say de-stressing, but after the election yesterday, yes.
Well, just in general, I think like the climate of the world and politics and so many things are stressing us out. You turn to the news every second, you open up a newspaper and there's always some tragedy, always something crazy going on. I was actually, got called for jury duty on Friday.
Really?
And I was stressing about that.
Did you go?
I went.
Did you get called?
Listen to this story.
Oh, this is good.
So I went and then, you sit in the, I never done this before. And I, the first time I ever got called and I'm sitting in the courtroom and, they picked, there was like maybe 51 people there and they picked two different jurors. Cause I don't know why this was a double murder.
Okay.
First round, I didn't get my name called. I'm like, yes, I'm out of here. I don't have to do this. Because nobody's happy. I mean, people were freaking miserable. The judge had to say, people, put a half a smile on your face at least. It was just nobody wants to be there. So second round, and I'm like the last person being called. I got called.
Oh.
And I'm like, man. So I get up there and, I was honest with him. I said, well, hey, the judge has asked you a series of questions.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there stressed, and I'm like, man, first of all, I'm nervous because if the criminal or the convict is sitting across looking at everybody,
I know,
with the lawyers, and they're saying your name, they're telling you where you basically work, what you do. What if this dude was crazy?
I know,
right?
And I'm like, stressful.
What if the family members, he calls him and says, hey, that Frank Fontana guy on WGN Radio, go meet him after work one night,
Did you have to tell, there's ways to get off of.
Well, so this is what I did.
Yeah.
So they asked me questions, where do you work? I said, well, I'm a, host / journalist and, WGN Radio. And I said, honestly, they said, could you be biased in the case? I'm like, no. I'm like, I get news reports across my desk all day long.
Right.
How am I not going to know if this story comes across?
Absolutely.
The judge is like, that's not a, excuse and blah, blah, blah. So the stress is building and mounting.
Oh.
And, and then they asked, what kind of shows do you like to watch? What books do you like to read? All this nonsense. And I said, well, I like to watch murder mystery and investigation shows. And
like Dateline and 48
Dateline
Hours.
And 48
oh, I
Hours.
Love those,
and,
I know.
Yeah, and which they don't like because then they think you're, somebody's trying to solve a crime and it's going to get to. So anyway, I go back to see if I'm one of the jurors and the lady's like, yeah, here's your slip. You got to come back Monday. You're on.
Oh,
I'm like,
no way.
No.
So you got picked for the jury.
So I got picked. Well, no, this is, we'll get to our guests in a second. But I'm like so mixed. I got so much to do. Like I was supposed to fly out to California and I had to change that. So I go home and I'm like, honey, can you believe I got picked? She's like, no way you got picked. And I did. So I go back Monday morning. The trial's supposed to start. And I'm like 2 minutes late. The doors are closed. I walk in. I'm like, here's my paper. And, I'm here. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Frank Fontana, going through a list. No, you're not on the list. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm here. I got the list. Nope. And then they put me in the room with the rest of the jurors for a second. Oh, it must be a clerical error. Read off the names. I go back, they come and get me. I'm like, shoot, should I bring my stuff? Yep. Go. You have to go see the judge.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, man.
You found all those outstanding parking tickets, right?
Something. And I'm like, what did I do?
Ran too many red light cameras.
Was I too cocky with him?
Yeah.
So it turns out he's like, I'm standing in front of the courtroom and the guy's family's in there and the murder victim's family's in there. And he's like, why are you here? I'm like, because I got this piece of paper you guys gave me.
Right.
So long story short, he reads off every single juror name and my name's not on the list. So the sheriff who was processing all of the jury selection.
Left your name off.
Either left my name off or screwed up completely and gave me a piece of paper that I shouldn't have got.
Oh, did you get your $17, though, at least, for the day that you
met? I got my $17.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so that was, I escaped jury duty. I don't know how. I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God. The universe is with me on this one. But anyway, it's so stressful. So I'm always looking for ways to de-stress. I meditate and I work out and, I take supplements that help you de-stress. But I came across this guy, Damon D'Amato, who connected with me on LinkedIn, and he's a Qigong superhero. Let's talk to him about how executives today are finding new ways to de-stress. Damon, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Frank. This is Damon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're in Vegas, correct?
I actually do live in Las Vegas. It's true.
But you guys are coming here with the Qi Revolution. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do, how you got into it, and then we'll get to when and where you're going to be in St. Charles soon.
Yes. Well, the Qi Revolution is a tour that has been in existence since 2005, sharing the concept of performance breathing, how to de-stress the mind, the body, the brain-body connection, food healing, which is key, and also coincides with the breathing and understanding of how the body works as well, and also movement and flow activation, spinal activation, and all of these things, movement and breath work and what we ingest, what we put into our bodies is really key. Everything comes together. I remember back in the day, I was somebody that just bought a ticket to come to this event and from the beginning, and I was just blown away, and it changed my life entirely. I didn't meditate. I worked out a lot, but I martial arts for years, so I was very physical. But the understanding of not just meditation, but the concept of mindfulness and being present, being conscious, being aware in the deep now, they kind of call it, and really calling into your senses. So the breath work has been really key, and so I got so involved. It became a part of my life for years, and then I became a part of the group. I became one of the instructors and began to lead out and share. Now I have also a nonprofit called Qi United, and I work with veterans and first responders who are dealing with harsh PTSD-related issues that elicits feelings of fear and also depression and anger and anxiety and, of course, stress. And the techniques that I learned in this program, and now I share all over the country, and along with our veterans, is that they're able to tap in within a moment's notice. They can, within less than a minute, they are able to have tools that they'll be able to apply into their life. So they leave there, they feel confident that, you know what, they will be able to not only have an awareness, but also be able to pinpoint, I know what this feels like. This is frustration, or this is anxiety, and I know what to do about it. And they leave there having this knowledge and experience over the 3-day period of really honing in and like owning their truth. And it's just a beautiful thing to see people transform right in front of your eyes. And share with them about food healing, food science, like why real food, and what each specific food, what does it do for you? And sure. We go through a demonstration. So all of these things come together. Of course, Qigong is not as well known as maybe Tai Chi and, of course, yoga, but it's what we call the mastery of internal martial arts. So you're fighting from the inside. You're taking the offense from the inside out. So it's a different approach to pain and this dis-ease within the body. We found that this really, people can identify it, really understand, because meditation is wonderful, but it's difficult. It took me years to understand how to meditate, but the mindfulness techniques, you can really tap in and within a moment and get super clear, super focused.
Is this something that our listeners could talk about, maybe a couple of the steps that people can do at home? And folks, we'll open up the phone lines 312-981-7200 if you have some questions for Damon on this technique, because I was going to ask you the comparison to meditation and Qigong. Mm-hmm. We have to take a quick break before you answer that question. Yeah. I have a bunch of questions for you lined up, so we're going to have more with Damon D'Amato right after this. Oh, yeah, everyone's looking for new ways to relax, especially in this crazy time we live in. We're being joined by Qigong expert Damon D'Amato. Damon, thanks for taking the time. Before the break, you mentioned the idea of how meditation is different from Qigong, and I meditate often. I do understand that sometimes it takes you longer to get to that place. I'm thoroughly excited about a quicker way to get there. So talk to me about the differences and how some listeners at home who may have some questions, which, by the way, folks, feel free to call them 312-981-7200. You could text in your questions for Damon. So talk to me about it, brother.
Yes. Well, the concept of mindfulness is just increasing your cognitive fitness. So it's like, you know, working your mind muscle or your brain bicep in a way. So we want to get to the end result as quickly as possible, because a lot of times we don't have time to separate ourselves to go meditate. And when that's not possible, especially somebody that's not practiced well at it, the mindfulness comes into play. So they have a technique that we teach that's called nine breath method. So when I share this, I say 9 breaths, 3 steps, 1 minute.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
Nine breaths. Yes.
Okay.
9 breaths, 3 steps, 1 minute, and that can do a complete overhaul, like a reset on the body. This is like the override switch to your stress response, or the override switch to your negative emotions, or anything that you feel. You can see it and then breathe life into the vision of what it is that you want and reset within a moment's notice. So
how does it work? So walk us through
it works
a
like
session.
This. 3 steps. Yes. So if this is preference, sitting down in a chair. Don't do this standing up. I must admit, say that it's very powerful. So the breath is through the tip of the nose and it's loud with sound. It's high on the chest. So we call it warrior's breath, right? Powerful. So we'll take breath into the nose, exhale out the nose. So it's only nose breathing at this point. So we'll take 9 breaths. At the top of the 9th breath, we're going to hold the breath for just a moment, and we're going to do something a little unusual. We're going to swallow down. The energy transfers from the chest into the belly. So you move the energy from the chest into the abdomen. So they call that the breath lock, and then to sink it down. And that here, when we swallow down into the abdomen, we do something else, because normally when you exhale, your abdomen comes back to the spine. This time we're going to put soft pressure on the belly so that we allow there to be circulation of blood and oxygen circulating and creating a full body vibration and resetting the emotional state. So as you begin to exhale, we put soft pressure on the abdomen, nice and round like a Buddha belly. As you begin to gently exhale, they call that the Tummo exhale. So it's a long 30-second exhale, maybe 20, 30 seconds out. But by the time we're said and done, we've got a minute long, but it's the 3 steps, so it's then warrior's breath, then you do the breath lock and sink down, and then the Tummo. So those are the 3 steps. Takes a minute, and you literally can do a full reset. So you can set your intention either to zen out or to get totally like hyped up. If you got to give a speech or if you got to, you know, to make a call and close a deal, whatever it is, you can change your state. And that's what we're trying to do, is if you're not in the right place, you can do it within a moment's notice.
And you see this. I mean, you're in front of crowds of people. You guys do these seminars, right, all over the country.
Yeah.
You're working with high-level, successful business people who really don't have the time to set aside to meditate in the middle of a busy day. And this type of technique, you're seeing people literally transform before your eyes.
Yes, yes. I've worked with many major companies, and they'll bring in all their executives, and we'll go through a series of different exercises to share with them so that they have the tools also to work together. When you're in unison and you're breathing in unison together, there's a connectedness in the breath that is highly unusual. So you're synced in. That's like the Navy SEALs do that. They, if they're doing it, because sometimes they can communicate without speaking, and then when their breath rate are in control, it connects to the heart rate and then thus the brain state. So it's all one, and they can act like the hive mind, and that's how that works. So they're doing it in our military at the highest level. They're also doing it in Silicon Valley as well, in the creative minds that are out there. And I think that the public needs to know and understand how this works so that they can raise the level of their production, period.
Sure. Now, Damon, people like yourself and other experts out there, often think like, oh, this guy can't, ever get stressed out. He's got the magic bullet to not being stressed out. Is that true? I mean, life still happens to you, right?
Absolutely. I do not, everybody has stress. It's how do you manage stress? it's like in so how do you manage your day? We've got our day timers, we got calendars, we got our phones, we got all these things that are helping us manage our day and get us to where we need to do. But you know, how are we managing our stress? And when we utilize our breath, we're able, because it's, we're, you know, it's part of the autonomic system, right? We breathe automatically. We don't tell ourselves to breathe. It's part of what we do. But if we consciously learn how to breathe and slower and deeper, after a period of time, you can actually subconsciously always be breathing slower and deeper, and that creates more tranquil state, more relaxed, and also you're getting oxygen and blood into the brainstem and the vital organs so that you're higher functioning, so that you're more on point. So if I get tired at the end of the day, instead of taking a five-hour energy or you know, a coffee or something, I'll go and I'll do a breath session maybe for 10, like night. I'll do, I call it 9 minutes to namaste and do a reset, and I'm good till like 2 a.m.
Wow.
So we share those kinds of techniques to get you in a healthy state, and choosing to not depend on, you know, caffeine or other things that will get you wired, and therefore you can't sleep at night, and then you know, wake up the next day and you're kind of cloudy or you're not having the best day, and then you're not going into flow. You want to have not just minute to minute, hour to hour, but week to week and month to month, and have a continuous flow of success so that you can see it. And the more present you are in the breath, that allows you to collapse time. So therefore, your days seem much longer, more fulfilling, and you're able to be sure. more present with your people you work with, but also your loved ones and your family. It really goes hand in hand. So, yes.
And so, Dame, I've got some texters calling in. And one of the questions here is, can you repeat quickly the three steps, please?
Yes. So the first step is those warrior's breaths, which again is strong. It's a powerful breath through the tip of the nose, and it's focused in the chest. So it's loud with sound and focused in the chest. And it's so think of being in the mindset of a warrior, how a warrior would breathe, right?
Yeah.
We're not meditating on a mountain, being soft and relaxed. And there are times for that, but not this time. second one is you're going to do a breath lock. So you'll hold at the ninth breath, you'll hold that breath, and then you're going to use the saliva and swallow down. It's the only discipline that uses saliva to transfer energy. So a Qigong is highly unusual like that. So you move the energy from the chest, swallow it down into the abdomen, and you make a pronounced abdomen, so it's big and round. And then as you begin to exhale, keep the belly big, soft pressure, and begin to gently let a stream of energy exhale through pursed lips, keeping the rounded Buddha belly, and that is called Tummo. Tummo actually means fire, and it actually creates heat. So your body's going to get, there's going to be a change in your state, so your physical body will get warmer or even hot. You might even begin to sweat in less than a minute. Like, so you're changing your state. Yes.
Fascinating stuff, man. And unfortunately, we are running out of time. Where can people find more information about you and then the Qi Revolution that's coming to St. Charles in the next couple of weeks?
Yes, we're going to be at St. Charles April 27th, 28th, and 29th. We're going to be there. It's called the Qi Revolution. You can actually go to Qi, which is QI, by the way, QiRevolution.com, and you can see all the entire tour. But we will be, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there in April.
Oh, I'll be there.
Really good.
Thank you, Damon. Appreciate the time. Have a fantastic evening in Vegas. I'm sure it's a lot warmer than it is here. And we'll look forward to seeing you in April.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for your time.
You got it, buddy. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll get some news update with Andrea, and then we're going to get into some holistic pharmaceuticals, Michael. I know you're excited about that.